Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're recording. We're live. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. Hot night somewhere in the city. It was like 89 degrees today. And sunny, but then cloudy. And it's going to rain for like 5 days in a row again. Because we live in like a rainforest now. Something's going on. Can't tell you what. But there's something big happening. Something huge. Want to just like circle back to my last $10 tier episode, which was I answered questions for like an hour. I think let's pencil in and maybe just use ink. I think Sunday night, let's do the $10 tier live stream. Let's say 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. I'm going to lock that in here and then I'll send an email out on like Saturday. I'm gonna just also I need to write this down. 9 p.m. EST. That's a nice time. Because, you know, HBO, there's nothing on. You can't watch your Game of Thrones or other stuff. So, anyways, have a nice episode tonight. There's a lot of travel, which I think is kind of my sweet spot. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I think people like to hear it. I like to talk about dipping it and doing it in different ways. Kind of a Bourdain way. Exploring the 2-hour radius of New York City in my Honda. I think there is something to that. Before we get into that, my Connecticut and upstate journey, do you want to give an update of Curtain Gate. Curtaingat. So I went to IKEA yesterday, and so there's hooks above my window frame that were there from the last tenant. The hook is very small, like very narrow. It doesn't hold a big rod. And I was like, okay, I have to keep that in mind. But the smallest rod you can imagine. Because I need new curtains. And I just, you know, the blinds sell out. I was like, blinds are also really fucking ugly. And, like, curtains can really tie a room together and make it, you know, seem sophisticated, nice. Also, filtered light through a fabric is so much different than just blocking it out with, like, a plastic blind. Like, I don't know how I've lived like this for so long. Okay. Anyways. Wake up. It, like, 6:30 in the morning. I'm like, okay, well, I want to go to IKEA like now. I Google like when does IKEA open? It doesn't open till 11 a.m., which I found like kind of shocking. Like 11 a.m. is like, wait, nine. IKEA needs to open at 9 a.m. and they might even want like a special little breakfast. 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. special breakfast menu. Period. Because I used to have to go to IKEA for work when I worked in Bryant Park when I was like a production designer's assistant. Like, you have to go to New Jersey to buy some stuff. I'm like, oh god, I feel like I'd get there at 9 a.m. Like, if I had to go, it would be closed. They need to open earlier. IKEA needs to open earlier. Anyways, I get there around 11:30 and I'm like starving. And I'm like, I need like food, but I was like, I want to do something different. Like, I'm not craving meatballs. I'm like, maybe I'll get the salmon. Maybe for the first time in my life, I'll get the salmon at IKEA. I was wrong. Well, I just didn't get that. I got the I've never seen this chili chicken verde with plantains and like rice and beans. I was like, oh hell yeah! But chili spelled C H I L E. And I swear to you, this really did happen. I fumbled my words and I almost said chile. I was like, chili, I'm like, wait, chili chicken. Maybe it was C-H-I-L-I, but I was like, I started saying chile. And she's like, do you want the meal? And I'm like, well, if you ask for a meal at IKEA, they give you like a small side salad and like a drink. And I was like, I just want everything that comes on that plate in the picture, please. She's like, okay, it's my first day. And I was like, oh my God, congratulations. Sorry, I'm almost a child. But then they're like, oh, we're out of black beans. And I was like, oh, fuck. What? I was more excited about the black beans than anything else. So the rice came like corn. I fucking hate corn. Corn tasted so nasty. Just plain white rice and corn. I was like, what the fuck? Chicken was good, though. Surprisingly juicy, I will say. And they did have my favorite slice of cake. It's like not, they have like huge rainbow slices of cake. It's not even for Pride Month. They just have like all year round, I think. This is like a tall rectangle. It's just like wedding cake. It's like white cake with like berry jam or whatever, layers of that. And it's very simple, very elegant, very refined. And I ate, it was so good. I can eat that every day. It's a little piece of cake. Oh my God. Okay. This is so perverse. So I go to the curtain section. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to buy. I've been looking online. I was like, I'm going to get beige or like off white. I'm like, no white. Cause I'm imagining my hands are always like greasy or like covered in like barbecue sauce. And I'm like, well, I don't want to touch white cotton or just white curtains. And after looking at all their offerings, they're all like 100% polyester. I was like, this fucking sucks. Like, what am I doing here? The ones that are like hanging up on the wall, like they have it kind of like in a, they have like a blue section, a green section, a pink section, a white section, a beige section. I was like, I'm not feeling any of these. But then in like a freestanding kind of like bin, they have these like 100% cotton curtains. And I was like, oh, these feel right because they're cotton. So I get those. They're called the Rivta, R-I-V-T-A. And I'm like, this is, you know, $24.99. The length, I was like, this seems like slightly longer than my windowsill. This will be great. I buy the rod. It extends up to 82 inches. By the way, I'm just going to circle back and not even circle back. I'm just going to detour for a second. It's like the fucking app on your phone. Then used to measure stuff, which I don't think people even know exists. If you go into your utilities folder, it like opens up like the, as if like it's going to take a picture, and you put dots and like it measures the distance. You have to like move further towards it and away, and it like measures the distance. This shit was like so off, and like I knew it was off. It was like the distance between like the top corner to the, between the two top corners of my window, it said it was like 49 inches. Meanwhile, like I like used my wingspan, and like apparently like your wingspan is like your height as an adult. So it was like, I'm like, this is 74 inches. Maybe a little less, but it's not 48 or 9 inches at all. Like they're off by a lot. So I kind of like, I need to get a tape measure or something, but I don't remember the exact, I think they're like 57 inches long. I'm like, that should be, because they're the window's wider than his tall. Oh God, this doesn't need to translate. Just know that my intuition was like, these should be the exact length. And they were, of course, like 6 inches too short. I could move the rod, the hanging hooks down. However, I don't have the tools or the means or the fortitude to do such a thing. So the curtains were fucking short. I mean, it functions fine. There's just like a little crack of like light coming in, but like it's not that big of a deal. It does look kind of fucking stupid, and it is driving me like absolutely insane. But I will say, I went to work this morning. I closed my blinds because it's really hot today, and I feel like because I couldn't ever close the right window. If you listen to last episode, my right window, just there was no blinds for like 2 years. So I've been able to now close the windows and, you know, stop heat from coming in. So it's cooled the room down on the way. Previously, I'd kind of Stockholm center myself into thinking like, oh, you need to come home to a light flooded room. You have to come home to a light flooded room. Or else you'll get sad because it'll be so dark. But filtered light is actually very pretty. And I'm like, well, I'm saving on my energy bill that I pay once every 2 years when the electric company turns my power off. So what am I even worried about? Anyways, I did come home today and there were ants crawling all over the curtain. Like ants everywhere. Small ants, mostly over the top by like the ceiling. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? Because there's like openings by my air conditioner and there's no food out. You might be thinking, oh, you probably left food out. I didn't leave food out, bitch. Okay, there's no food out. Garbage can absolutely closed. There's not like a trail of ants to the garbage can anyways. They're just ants. So I'm assuming that if I do nothing about it, it will take care of themselves. That will, yeah, they will see themselves out. They will see themselves out. I can't do anything about it. Maybe I'll spray something. I don't know, guys. I really just don't know. I like the curtains. I mean, here's also a perk of them being short is like my radiator is right underneath the window. So if they were too long, when it gets cold, I don't know how to like, I'm very scared of like fabric touching the radiator, like scorching and like lighting on fire in the middle of the night. While I'm like blackout drunk and snoring. So like, I think this is probably a good thing and I'm just going to live with it. If, you know, any of you are in the neighborhood and you have some tools and you just want to, like, drill some screws 5 inches lower on some drywall, let me know. Let me know. I'm open to that. You can enter my home and do that. But otherwise, I just, whatever. I live like a dog anyways. It's, like, better than what I deserve. It's fine. It's fine. Okay. Let's, this Connecticut and upstate trip has a lot of rich detail. So I'm going to ding the bell and then we're going to get right up into it. Okay, it's time for the travel diaries. I'm excited about this edition because I went to so many new places, saw so many new different things to report back on. It wasn't a trip that I've done in the past. It's similar, but again, you can always expect the unexpected over here. So Friday morning, I hop in the car. It is raining again as it does now. I've never seen anything like this in the month of June. You know, they say April flowers bring, that's not what they say. They say April showers bring May flowers. However, it's been raining since April nonstop, 5 out of 7 days of the week at least. Everyone's losing their mind in New York. This is absolutely absurd. Okay. Anyway, so I drive through Chappaqua. I've never been in the town of Chappaqua. I've been, like, around it just on my trips to, like, Bedford, New York to go hiking. But I had to take a piss, and I wanted to get a bottle of water. So I go to, like, CVS. I take care of that. Chappaqua downtown is like mad nice. I get why the Clinton family has decided to live near here, although I'm sure they're not going into town at all. I'm taking the scenic route. I know it could be to my friend Sam's house in Kent, Connecticut. It could be like a 2 hour even drive with no traffic. It's like an hour and 45, which is like shocking. A lot of people need to look for second homes. They think Hudson Valley, Catskills. It's like, you might want to look a little further east into the northwest corner of Connecticut. This might not make sense to any of you if you're not good with a map. However, okay. So it's raining. It's raining. I'm doing the thing where it like Brewster, New York is when I get off like the highway and I go rogue. I go full Sarah Palin. I go rogue, doing my own thing. I'm a man going his own way. I'm taking back roads. And then if I see like a route on my Google Maps that's like 7 minutes longer, I'm like, boop, taking that. I want to be in the twisties and turnies. I want to see like how people actually live up here. I just want to see homes. I like to drive. I was like driving with like a smile on my face. I was just like, you know, it's just, I like to drive. it's not about like being in the car necessarily. I'm sure there is a control aspect that like I'm the one going using my feet and hands, but I also like to look at people's homes. So anyways, I'm on this like back ass road. And I'm like, it's narrow. And I'm like, this is weird. And then it's a torrential downpour and like wipers at like the fastest speed. And then suddenly, like, I don't know how I didn't even see this coming. I was just like on like a gravel road, and the road and I like dropped off really quickly. It happened so fast that like my life like flashed before my eyes, and I got so scared. And my heart started bounding. I was like, wait, am I in someone's like driveway? Like, what's, is someone like shoot me? I'm like, what's happening? Because I'm in upstate New York still. I'm not in Connecticut yet. Connecticut, I wouldn't be as worried. Upstate New York, I'm like, uh-oh. I might be trespassing. But then I looked at the map. I'm like, no, I'm on a road. But this road is like absolutely demolished. Anyways, ended up being fine. Eventually get to my friend Sam's house. And they're making dinner. Michael and Sam are making dinner. I think it's from the New York Times cookbook. It's like a lemon Chinese chicken recipe. It's like chicken katsu with like peppers and like rice. It is so fucking good. Google this on your own time. I would love to provide a link. Maybe I will, but you know, gun to my head, probably not gonna provide the link. Delicious dish. It felt like I was eating like Chinese food in like the 1970s in some like swanky restaurant. I was like, this is Chinese food. Very special. Very delicious. And it was part of my like selling point to Sam was like, I need to come up and do work all weekend and like I won't bother you. He's like, yeah, whatever, come on. Come on up. And I was not lying. I think I talked about this. Did I talk about this in my last episode? I'm turning my photo book that I print out all the photos and put them into a photo album. Now I need to like digitize it essentially and like find all the files, put them together, make a PDF, start sending it to publishers, etc. So my goal was to like take this photo book that I made in the physical realm by printing out like 400 photos, if not more, and then putting them to a physical album. And then now I had to go back into my computer and crop and resize and order them and like label all the files so it'd be easy to put into a PDF so then I could like send it out. Is that translating? I think it actually is for once. I think it actually is. So I pay for like Adobe Creator Suite or something, but I pay for like Photoshop and Lightroom. It's like a monthly thing. I think it's like, who even fucking knows? So I'm using Lightroom and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It's like driving me crazy. I'm looking up like Lightroom and people are like, oh, it's Lightroom Classic. I'm like, what is Lightroom Classic? Lightroom, it turns out, is a cloud-based like app that looks fucking fake and gay that I've been using. I was like, wait, what? And then I realized I didn't have like the Lightroom that I used when I was like in college. And it was just like a quick little download. I had already been paying for it, but I didn't have it. For some reason, I didn't want you to have Lightroom Classic. And Lightroom Classic, to me, should just be called Lightroom. And then the fake and gay Lightroom should be called like Lightroom. I wouldn't use the word classic. This was just like, it took me so long to figure this out. And once I did, I was like, okay, now we're kind of getting somewhere. It's still like confusing to like export a PDF, like a contact sheet. You have to like do so many weird steps. You have to like highlight all these photos. Also like getting them organized by just file name. The buttons, there were so many. It took me so long to figure that out. I was like, this should be the simplest thing in the world. Organized by file name. Because they're all like, so it's page one, there's four images. So it's like 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D. Page two, 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll like, you know, there's eight images per full page spread. I'll be able to export that. But then I realized that like it's labeling them like across instead of like one page, like, oh, this is going to be impossible to explain. So I want on the left page to be like 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D. The right page, 3A, 3B, 3C, 3D. When you put them and try to export them as 8 at once, it goes like 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D at the top row. And there's no way to do that without me renaming 360 files one by one in like the Finder folder app. Okay. So I'm like, I am fucked again. And so I'm like, okay, so I'm going to export them page by page. So there's like 90 pages. And then I'm going to like open up Photoshop and make a like a big page thing and then like put them into it side by side, then export each full page spread as a JPEG. And I end up doing that. It takes me like, honestly, like 2 hours, which doesn't seem like a lot of time, but it was. It felt arduous. It felt grueling because I was like, this should not even be a step in my process. It should just be like, it's out the door. I've done all the work. There's got to be a way. There's got to be a way. But I thought if I went into the Finder folder and like started relabeling, I would get confused and it would just be like, then I might fuck it up more. And I was like, I just have to just like deal with the impossibly annoying task at hand and just like accept it and just get through it, because like the reward will be so great. Eventually over the weekend, I do finish the PDF. I make a nice little cover. The PDF itself is like 200 megabytes, which I'm like, that's so big. That's like a quarter of a gigabyte. And I'm like, it shouldn't be that big. It shouldn't be that big. Like, it's so big that like, I can't, you have to send it through like Google Drive when you email it to people. And I'm like, shit, this is kind of annoying, but it is what it is. I, you know, I'm very happy that I completed a task that I really have been putting off for a long time. It was so annoying. I don't like the computer, but I accomplished it and I did it. So, I mean, truly.
Activate happy dance.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyway, so after dinner and before I like do all my computer stuff, I mean, the timeline's not really that interesting. Anyways, I sit down and I play Scrabble with Michael and Sam, which I do every time I go to see them. We play Scrabble. I've never lost Scrabble in like years. I just do not be losing Scrabble. Don't mean to be a bitch about it. It's just the absolute facts. I don't lose Scrabble. So we're playing, you know, it's actually a very neck and neck game. I think me and Michael are like 1 point difference, and then Sam is like not very far behind. We're in like the high 100s, like 180-ish region, and then there's like, you know, maybe 10 tiles left, and I'm like, shit. I'm also on my computer working while this is happening. They're like, oh, you're not paying attention. I'm like, guys, it's fine. I actually am. Like, it's fine. I'm not going to name names, but some friends take so long at their turn that it's acceptable for me to like pop open my MacBook Air and like hop into Lightroom Classic. Okay. So there's like maybe 2 rounds left. It's my turn and I'm like, I have these like, they're all one letter tiles, and I'm like, there's a word here. There's definitely a big word here. I can't figure it out. And then so in the top left corner of the board, there's a D at the triple word score in the middle. And so the rest of the left is open, and I have the word ration with an E. And I was like, oh my God, I'm spelling rationed. R-A-T-I-O-N-E-D.
B-I-C-T-H.
That's a 7-letter play on a triple word score, bitch. I scored 80 points. 80 points, and it changed the game. And I was like, it's over. It's absolutely fucking over. It's over. So it was close, and then it wasn't close. And I did obviously win again by quite a large margin. Yeah, I'm not trying to be a bitch. Just saying. Anyways, Michael and Sam go to bed. I'm like, I told the story kind of out of order. I gave you the whole rundown of like what the photo book PDF thing took. After they go to bed, I have more work to do. So I'm just like opening another bottle of wine. I'm like, okay, I have to like finish this shit. I go out for a cigarette. We're in the country. We're like absolutely in the country. You know, last episode or two episodes ago, I was recording the barred owl in the woods. And that's what that was. So I hear like deer. I can tell when a deer is walking. And I'm like, but I'm still a little nervous. I'm like, maybe it's a bear sauntering around. Like, I don't know. Like, you never know. Then I hear like something just like big, like fall in the, like on some branches and like roll. And I'm like, it was like, and I was like, I darted. I threw my cigarette and like fucking ripped the door open and went inside and locked it and was like, holy shit. And it was so scary and so loud. I was like, I am in for the night. Of course, I would have loved to like maybe have like one more cigarette just to, you know, I'm like I like to call things a night on my own terms. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, well, now I'm like, I'm ritualistic, or I'm like, now I'll have my last cigarette. And like, dude, you know, it's just the way it is. But anyways, that's not how it happened, because I was like so frightened. I'm like, okay, just go like get under the covers and like go to bed, bitch. Anyways, I do go to bed. So Sam's guest rooms have this like wooden thing built in a corner, like in a, it's like a bunk kind of, but it's like a solid piece of wood that a mattress sits on top of. There's, you can't go under it. And it's in a corner where like the house juts out. So it's just like, it's solidified in space. And there's like a lamp that kind of hangs over the bed with like a little toggle in the corner in the back. I know this does not make any sense, but to get onto, you have to climb onto like this big wooden platform and then hit the button to turn the light on. So I was doing that. I turn the light on, sort of climb back out of bed. My foot goes right into my tote bag, and just like, I put all my weight on my sunglasses case, and I just hear like, and I was like, oh, no. I look down. I'm like, first of all, how is my foot in my tote bag right now? Let alone ever. How is it in there? I have this like MCM, like the brand I used to work for, big chunky case, and like the hinge, which was internal and like you don't even see, has like busted completely out, and there's like screws loose. And I'm like, if I broke my Thierry Lassery X Rude, RHUDE, collaboration sunglasses, I will fucking detonate the vest. Luckily, thank God, only the case was absolutely massacred. The sunglasses were fine. So I was like, okay, sorry. I kind of get rid of that sound, but it's atrocious, I know. But I was like, whoa, okay. So there's been like a few, my adrenaline has been like surging from the fucking weird thing in the woods and then stepping on my precious item. Anyways, it's all good. I do go to bed eventually. Wake up in the morning. I start eating the chicken from the fridge from last night, the Chinese chicken. Then I have a piece of toast, and Michael has to do some writing. Sam is painting, and I was like, guys, I'm gonna go take a little Sunday drive. Like, I'm gonna go on a drive. And they're like, okay. I was like, yay. I like want to do it so bad, because it was sunny and it was so beautiful. It was like 76 degrees, sunny in the country. I roll all the windows down, no music whatsoever, no music. I drive up this dirt road kind of behind Sam's house, and I know it's a dead end, but you kind of like drive over this like gorge system. And I stopped there, looked at it. It was like a fucking postcard. It was beautiful. Big rocky boulders, lots of water because it's been raining. I turn around and I'm going back down the hill and I see this tree, this like big old tree that had just, it looked like it just cracked and fallen over. And I was like, oh shit, that's what I heard in the night, was like this big thing falling over into like some brush. I thought it was like a black bear or like a brown bear, and that it like tripped or something, but it was just a fucking tree. I was like, oh, okay, well, that's not so bad. So anyways, I'm just like cruising. I'm, you know, Google Maps is, there's no phone service. It's like very much like SOS, like satellite shit. But I do see a lake and I'm like, oh, it's like 5 minutes away. Let me drive by that. It's called Warren Lake. It's like, there's different points to access it, but I accessed it. It's like very well manicured, like, you know, the kind of like screened in big room kind of building, not quite a, it's like classic campsite vibes. Oh God, I hate that. I said vibes. But there was no one there. I was the only car there. I was like, okay, I mean, it's a beautiful day on a weekend. Like, shouldn't there be people here? Parked the car. I just sat on a rock and like looked at the lake and it was so gorgeous. But I was like, you know, I want to, we have a dinner reservation at 5 p.m. I left at like 2:30 and I'm like, I do want to be out for like at least an hour. So let me get back in the car, drive around some more. Lots of motorcycles. And I was like, damn, like I've never in my entire life let myself think that like, should I get a motorcycle? And this last weekend I was like, I might be a motorcycle guy. Like, I love the open road. I don't need music. I don't need shit. I just want, like, to look at trees and houses and be on the fucking open road. Like, I realize I'm, like, I'm a motorcycle guy. Shout out in the comments if you are, like, a motorcycle guy or gal as well. I would love to hear from you. I'm scared. I mean, the whole thing is, you hit, like, a stick and you fall over and you fucking die. I would wear a helmet. Some people are not wearing helmets. I'd be wearing a helmet. Also, something I don't understand is, like, when motorcyclists, like, they really ride the yellow line, even though, like, the only one on the road, I'm like, get out of the fucking white, like, go ride the white line on the other side. Don't do the mustard, do the mayonnaise, bitch. I'm gonna hit you with my little, like, entry-level subcompact crossover hatchback. Are you crazy? Everyone's just looking at their phones. They're always drifting in and out of lanes. It's actually so scary. The roads are so scary. Anyways, I'm on the road. You know, I basically take like an hour and a half, and it doesn't seem that long at all. It was just like I was present, and I was like grinning. I was just like, the conditions were so perfect for this. I needed it so bad. I needed this drive so bad. And I was like on a certain highway, you know, like a 2-lane backcountry highway, and then I had a flashback to New Year's Eve, and I was like, if I turn right, I can go by Lena Dunham's house. But then I was like, Dan, don't be fucking weird. Don't be weird. Don't do it. And I didn't do it because I'm not fucking weird. I would never make my queen scared like that. But it did cross my mind. I'm like, you could just see what's going on over there. But I didn't do it. Right hand to God, I did not do it. But I did think about it for like, it was like a few beats. It was like, no, don't. And I didn't do it. Also, I knew like it was gonna happen. Like, I premeditated this moment. Well, there's not that many roads, so I was like, I'm gonna be, I think, on this road at some point, probably to get back, whatever. I didn't go. I would never do that. Never, ever, ever do something like that. But yeah, you know, again, I did think about it for 5 seconds. Nail me to the fucking cross, bitch. Anyway, so I get back home to Sam's. We have a dinner reservation at a place called the Hopkins Inn on Lake Waramaug. That's Waramaug. So he got a gift certificate from his gallerist, and I was like, oh, because I was like, you know, I have some focus group money coming up. I was like, I want to go to a, I sent him to like a nice dinner in like quite some time. So the Hopkins Inn, you may want to hop on Google or Schmoogler. It's like on a top of a hill next to this like very secluded lake in the northwest corner of Connecticut. The real estate is great. It is so beautiful. The homes are, every home is like so dignified and so pristine. There's nothing trashy. There's nothing crazy. It is so perfect. This lake is very small. It's nothing like the Finger Lakes. It is kind of a glorified pond. It's very big for a pond, but it's small for a lake. I think you understand what I'm saying. But oh my God. So the Hopkins Inn is an inn. INN. And we're sitting outside. I wish I'd brought a sweater. It was a little chilly. The wind had picked up. It had been raining. And we're like, I was like, is it going to rain again? Because you never know. But you were like the shrimp cocktail and like a pate and like a clams casino. The shrimp cocktail came on a plate. And this is, I'm going to go off about this. If you're going to call it a shrimp cocktail, it needs to be in a fucking cocktail glass. I don't want to see it on a plate on top of like a napkin. Okay, that's not shrimp cocktail. That's shrimp plate. Call it shrimp plate. Call it what it is. Call it shrimp plate. Okay? Call it shrimp plate. Anyways, we're kind of bawling out of control. And I was like, I'm going to get the filet mignon. I'm like celebrating that I finished making a PDF. Just where I'm at. I'm like, also the prices were like not that bad. Everything was like $30 in the 30s. It's like regular restaurant prices for like a nice place. It wasn't like Soho pricing. It wasn't like $58 for an endive salad. You know what I mean? Not that at all. It's like it was just old people eating there. Like regular old people. By regular, I mean like they're like, you know, they got a Volvo and they're retired, but like I hope that we all get to do that one day. Retire with a Volvo next to a lake. That's kind of all. This reminds me of a George Carlin quote where he's like, liberals only want a nice place to drive their Volvo. That is so much that area of Connecticut. But like, I mean, whatever. At a certain point, you're just like, I gotta have a nice life. I'm happy for them. Happy for everyone. You gotta be happy for people because like then you can maybe be happy too one day. Be miserable forever. Unless. Okay, let's keep it moving. So dinner wraps up at like 6:45, which is pretty long. We sat down at 5 p.m. It's like broad daylight still. And you know, I was like, let's go have a drink on our way home. It's a little nightcap. And I remember there's a place called White Horse Tavern in New Preston, Connecticut. Very non-pretentious, but like gorgeous old tavern on a little creek, indoor, outdoor seating. It is so cute, small town of people. But no one's like crazy or annoying. It's like everyone's just like nice and like pleasant. It's like, it's not giving Pleasantville. There's definitely like, you know, some haggard people smoking cigarettes, and I was like one of them. Then like a pack of like four gay guys would come in and they like, you know, have the kind of like style that's they're like 55, short sleeve button up shirt and like shorts and like little sneakers that are nice. And I don't know. You know the vibe. It's like very Provincetown. Like affluent white gay guys. You know the vibe. Okay. Anyway, so we have like two drinks there. Drive home, me behind the wheel. I was not drunk. I'd eaten so much. Guys, don't even start. We get home, the Tonys are on. I was like, okay, cool, I don't care about this at all. But you know, I was like, it was something to do. We watch on a laptop. Hamilton, it's like the 10-year anniversary of Hamilton, so like Hamilton performs a whole number, and I don't think I'd ever even really seen Hamilton in action before. Maybe I've seen a clip or two. There's like a 4 or 5 minute production, kind of their whole thing. Everyone's like rapping, and I truly could not understand a word they were saying. Like the style of rapping was so rushed and like incomprehensible. I couldn't believe that this was like lauded by critics and shit. And Lin-Manuel Miranda is just like, he's cringe. I wish I could think of another word besides cringe that would encapsulate my thoughts. He's so cringe. It was terrible. Every play looked like it was made for like middle schoolers, like other, like, so it was like Hamilton, and like every one of the main, like, I guess like best play was, they did like, they got to, perform on stage. There was one with like Darren Criss. Darren Criss looks like a weird, he looked like Stewie from like Mad TV. There was one with like a Latina girl in like a factory. And then like, she just reminded me of like the girl from like Curb Your Enthusiasm. And like, like, this is so stupid. I think it was so unbelievably stupid. There was one where like a girl who looked like Sarah Snook was like an office worker. It was appalling how like this is like the best of the best. Cole Escola winning was cool, I will say. When he like got up and like ran to the stage in his dress, I was like, that's funny. You know, just looking like fucking Teen Wolf up there. An homage to Bernadette Peters. I think Bernadette Peters did respond positively to that. I'd be like, okay. I don't know. I was happy to see Cole win because Cole represents like someone who does their own thing unabashedly and is now rewarded for it, which is like what everyone should be trying to do. But a lot of people, like, and I don't judge anyone for this. They kind of get lost along the way. They join the industry they think they should, instead of just like working in a restaurant forever. You should be working in a restaurant forever, quite frankly, until you're 80. And then if it didn't work out, whatever. You tried. Anyways, Tonys were weird. I'd never watched the Tonys before in my life. Anyways, so I go to bed. I have a weird dream. I know no one wants to hear about dreams. However, this is also could just be a topic. I had a dream that I went to like the like perfect pride party. It must have been the fall, rainy night in like a third tier American city in like an old schoolhouse on like the top floor. Not many people there, not crowded. It was me, some friends, and then Paris Hilton was there, Bethany Frankel was there, Tim Dillon was there, but he was really short and like skinny, and like I thought he was a lesbian. And it was like raining, and I was like, this is pride, this is like my pride. Just a really easily accessible party. Just kind of sit there, no one's bumping into you, the music's not too loud. Sad and depressing. I'm like, this is pride. This is my pride. That's how we do pride. Anyways, so I wake up the next day and I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't want to go back to New York. I can't. I had such an idyllic 2 days. I accomplished a lot. Again, I have like a paycheck coming next week for my focus group. The Ray-Ban Meta sunglasses. Eyeglasses. I'll be talking about that when I can, if I can. I've been using them. It's interesting. You might be surprised what I have to say, but I can't say it yet or ever. I will never talk about it because I'm contractually bound to not talk about it, but like once I get the money in my hand, maybe I'll say some shit. So I go on hotels.com. Again, I'm a silver member, which means I get 15% off like every room. I have $17 in what we're calling key cash. I'm like, wait a minute. So if you book a hotel in like the Hudson Valley on like the day of, on like a Monday, like they're giving them away. So I paid like $120 for a room that weekend would have been like $320. You know what I mean? I'm like, fuck, I'm doing it. It's called Howard Hotel, right on Warren Street. I didn't realize it was like key code entry exit. It's just like, I can just like mince, I can waltz in. So I drive there. Well, I mean, I wake up, I'm like, when I have energy, I'm like, I'm just leaving. So I can't check until 3 p.m., which is good. Sometimes it's 4. It was 3. So I leave at like 11 a.m. I'm like, oh, I want to go to Catterskill Falls, which I do go to. It is raining and I don't have like a rain jacket or like a hooded anything. And I'm like, I get there, it's pouring. And I'm like, oh my God, you idiot. And like, I don't know if you've ever like driven to Catterskill Falls, but like, it is at the absolute top of a fucking mountain. It's not a hill, it's a mountain. So like, it's a beautiful drive. I love this drive. So even if I got there and it was like too rainy and I had to like turn around, even though I added like an hour and 20 minutes to my trip, I had time to kill. And like, again, I like driving. So I drive up there. The parking lot's like randomly very full. And I see people just kind of walking without like a hooded anything. And I'm like, okay, I can do it. I'm wearing like shorts. This is why I actually felt insecure and weird. I'm wearing like black shorts, navy blue socks, because it was the end of, I didn't expect to wear them with shorts, and then brown, like my L Bean like moccasins. And I'm like, black, blue, and brown, it's a little much. And I put on my army green cardigan to walk through the woods. I mean, it's a 0.3 mile walk to the Catterskills Overlook, which is 0.3 is not far. I'm like, I can do this. So I do it. I walk to the falls. It is absolutely spectacular. If you've been, you already know the fucking vibes. I posted a video on my little Instagram story. And I just watched there's so much water. It'd been raining again. Rain. Relentless. So stunning. And I was like in awe. It was like misty and just glorious. It was glorious. So I walk back to the car. I mean, it takes like literally 5 minutes. Like, it's 0.3 miles is like, it's nothing. The G train's further from my apartment than this overlook. So it's not a big deal. But I'm very tired. I'm like hungover. And drive to the hotel. I get a parking spot right in front. And I'm so tired. And so I unfold the visor. I want to look at myself in the mirror to like verify how tired I am. I'm like, I feel like one of those hound dogs with the droopy eyelids. And I, you know, flip up the mirror thing in the visor and I look at myself and I'm like, there's no dark circles. And I was like, whoa. I was genuinely shocked. I'm like, how is this even possible? And I think the reason it's possible is because I've been like using Reframe Beauty, all three products, every day for like a week and a half to 2 weeks. And like, that has to be it. I'm telling you, no one is putting a gun to my head to make me say this. In fact, Alexis would be mortified if I was talking this way. I literally think that it's clinical beauty. And I'm like, I've never maybe had clinical beauty products before. I just had like the cheapest shit or somewhat moderate. I'm like, wait. And like, they weren't even like, my eyelids were not even puffy. My under eyelids, they were not puffy. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, I cannot live without Reframe Beauty now. So like last week, someone asked me like, is it worth it? And I was like, it's a little too early for me to tell. Now I'm saying like, absolutely go ahead. Don't buy one product. Get the fucking bundle of three. Like, you, it's like $310. Yeah, it's a little steep, kind of, but think about like other stuff that doesn't work, such as La Mer. You get like a nail polish bottle of like Pearl de Bleu, and that's $350. That doesn't do shit. You have your entire routine. You got to get Reframe Beauty. I'm telling you, I was like, I'm in shock. Shock. Oh my God. Okay. We have to keep moving. Okay. So I walk in the front door after accessing the key code. There's a middle-aged, you know, pleasant gay guy being like, hey, in the lobby. I'm like, wait, there's a lobby? I just thought it'd be like rooms. And he's also like a barber. I think he's like cutting hair. He's like, hey, how are you doing? I'm like, oh, good. Like, nice to meet you. I'm Dan. I'm checking in. I think I'm in room 101. He's like, yes, you are. I'm like, I'm assuming it's on the first floor. He's like, yes, it is. And I'm like, okay, great. And I realized like I've purchased the like only like ADA compliant room in the hotel, because I was like kind of drunk when I bought it, because it's the cheapest one. It's like on the first floor. It's like handicap accessible, like wheelchair. Like, the bathroom is fucking huge. It's like the size of my apartment. And I'm like, oh, I think I like, uh-oh. I think I like did something bad, kind of. I think it's fine. No one is really there. No one is there. It's a little generic, but, like, it's also so cute and so cozy, and I will absolutely go back. Location's great. So I just kind of flop on the bed. I'm like, okay, it's 3 p.m. I'm getting an early dinner because I didn't really eat much today, this morning. Typically on a Monday, nothing's open in Hudson, but I see there's a new restaurant called St. Florian, which is like a block and a half up. It's like, I would normally just go to like the Maker Hotel and get like a little snack because it's expensive. But go to St. Florian. It's very like Instagram. It's like kind of the Bernie's of like Hudson, if that makes sense to any of you. Somewhat retro, but not really. It's just like, it looks good. I'm like, this is absolutely good enough for me. Like, it's totally beyond acceptable. I can eat, like, I would eat, like, a can of dog food if I had to. Okay. Let's not get crazy. So I go there. It's two floors, which I've, this is the research I've gathered from, you know, Instagram and online. The lounge, which is downstairs, which is like very typical kind of like bar area and like lots of tables. I guess it's only the upstairs is only open on the weekends, and I've heard it's so much nicer, and it's like reservations only and like, you know, whole thing and steakhouse kind of vibe, whatever. I sit at the bar because there's only me and like a couple, like a man and woman eating. It's huge. It's like very big. And I'm like, oh, I was going to sit at the bar anyways. And I'm so happy the bartender was just like a regular, like fat dude, like townie, and not like some like tattooed, like skateboarder graphic designer who's like, what are you going to have? So I was like so friendly and so nice. And it was, you know, it was probably like, it opened at 4. I was there at like 5:30. It's like, I would like a Cosmopolitan and the fish and chips, please. And I felt so. That's such a good order. And the Cosmo had like, it was clear because they do clarified cranberry juice. I'm like, okay, whatever. It was delicious. Fish and chips are fucking perfect. I think the fish and chips was like 23. The cocktail was like 14. I was like, okay, that's it. Finished them both. He's like, do you want another drink? And I was like, no. But thanks for asking. I wanted another. But I was like, I know myself very well. I'm going to have to go on over to the Maker Hotel lounge, which is one block away, and see my friend Tommy, who I know works like Sundays through Thursdays. He used to live in Greenpoint. He's like the bartender that's always there when I'm there. We love to yuck it up. He's sober. I can't get into that. He just doesn't do cocaine anymore. Or drink. Kinda. Okay. I see Tommy. I'm like, oh, thank God you're here. I see my neighborhood Hudson friend Marty. He's like this gay Italian guy who seems, he's like a very joy bearer. Like, I'm like, are you Italian or Jewish? Like, I don't know. He's like, Dan, hello. I'm like, Marty, what's up? You know, it's like from across this entire bar, and everyone's just like, who the fuck are these faggots? And so I'm like, Tommy, I want to have like a white Negroni. He's like, whoa. I'm like, yeah, I know. I like have never ordered that before. I mean, I have, but like, I'm like, this is what I'm feeling. So I have like three of those. I go out for a cigarette. And before I go out for a cigarette, Tommy's like, so like there's a guy running for the mayor of Hudson, and he's gonna sit next to you because like there's limited seating at the bar. There's like 12 seats, but like, for example, when I got there, I went to go sit near Marty. He's like, oh, those four seats are reserved. I'm like, oh, Jesus, there's like reserve. I'm like, okay, got it. So I sit the completely opposite end of the bar, go smoke a cigarette, come back. There's like a very aged hippie in like a t-shirt and like a ponytail, like bald like a ponytail, and I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. I was like, I heard you're running for the mayor. And he's like, what? He's like, I'm not running for mayor. I'm like, oh well, Tommy told me running for mayor. And then This guy, his name's Wendell. He gave me his card. I got cards from two different men this night. Like, straight. Something happens to me at the Maker Hotel in Hudson. I just, like, be connecting with random people. Me and Wendell hit it off. He's like, oh, I live in the East Village. I'm, like, on 10th and 10th and A. I've lived there for, like, 25 years. I just bought a house around the corner. You know, I'm back and forth. I do, like, interior design. I'm like, whoa, like, Wendell, that's so cool. He's like, I've been having these, like, back problems. And I'm like, oh my god, Wendell, like, I feel for you, girl, but, like, if I can suggest one thing, it's very random, but the Shakti mat, because he's like, he's very clear, like, a hippie, like, I don't know. I mentioned, like, oh, like, you're right where, like, Gary, Indiana lived. We weren't very close, but I met him a few times, and I, like, photographed him in his apartment. He's like, oh, I knew Gary. And I was like, that's so sad. Like, it is amazing, like, how you can, like, meet a stranger and, like, get so many details. So Wendell knew Tommy, the bartender at the Baker Hotel, from the Mermaid Inn 20 fucking 5 years ago. And in the East Village, I was like, okay, this is getting crazy. Absolutely crazy. And he never heard of the Shakti mat. We're looking at the website. He's like, oh my god, this is exactly what I need. I'm like, it is. Listen, I'm not trying to push, you know, I'm not sponsored by Shakti, but, like, this could be something for you. He buys the Shakti mat immediately. He doesn't even, like, look at the price. I'm like, okay, I see what you're saying. Shakti mat prices, by the way, so he bought the mat and the pillow, and it was, like, $170. I'm like, whoa. They've, like, tripled since I bought them in 2020. Shocking, I know. So, anyways, I have a French 75 to, like, round out the night. Well, so I thought. I go back to the hotel. I'm just like, I'm so antsy. I'm just like, I want to, like, it's still kind of, like, early. Like, it's, again, like, I had dinner at, like, 5:30. I had drinks. It was, like, 8 p.m. And I'm, like, in the hotel. And I'm like, this is not, like, I can't just, like, put on, like, a show and, like, sit in bed. I'm like, I'm young, I'm alive, I want to see what the fucking town has to offer. I want to meet some whores, maybe bring them back to my hotel room. Like, let's get it Poppington. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll be hungover on the drive tomorrow. Guess what? I have beta blockers for that from hims.com. So clock that type of tea. So I go to Governor's Tavern, which is the bar that I've never been to randomly, because it is, like, open late on, like, every night. And I'm like, oh. So I go there. I'll be honest, it's like 0.6 miles, and I was like, my car was right in front of the hotel, and I'm like, it's a ghost town. Hudson, after, like, seven, it's just tumbleweeds. I'm like, I'm just going to drive up the street. Pull a U-turn, drive up the street, park very easily. Small, very cute bar. You know, it just seems like locals, not like Lenny Kravitz isn't popping into Governor's Tavern. Lenny Kravitz might be popping into, like, the Maker Hotel. I just want to have, like, a beer or two. So, kind of like typical, like, hipster-ish, I would say 28-year-old white woman bartender. I'm like, hey, how you doing? She's like, good. I'm like, can I just have, like, a Bronx Pale Ale, please? She's like, yeah. And she's, like, staring at me, and I'm like, I'm like, the Bronx Pale. She's like, yeah, no, I know. And I'm like, what? And so I'm like, so when I, like, hand her the money for, like, I just kind of got the vibe, like, she was, like, signaling to me through her eyes, like, you need to pay first. And I was like, oh, I'm like, so I gave her, like, a $10 bill. I'm like, and then she took it, and then she poured the beer and then gave it to me. And I'm like, never in my life has this ever happened where, like, I need to pay first for a fucking beer. Kidding me? Like, it was so weird. That's so fucking weird. And I was like, I was offended, honestly. And I think that, like, I looked over at the guy next to me. He's like, what? Like, it didn't seem like typical protocol for her either. I'm like, why are you testing me? But, like, I can keep my composure. I'm like, I will not be tested by you. I will not be tested by you. So I had to, like, have two more beers. Like, I'm not gonna, like, you're not going to scare me off. I don't know what, why she would think, I don't even know why I thought that I was, my presence was unwanted. It just, I mean, she made me feel that way. It was, strange. It was very strange. Also Hudson, like, listen, there was a guy, white guy in a hoodie, kind of methed out, be like, hey, you got a cigarette? Meanwhile, he's smoking a cigarette with his cigarette behind his ear. And I'm like, and I'm smoking. I'm like, last one. He's like, all right, cool. Got you. I'm like, yeah, thank God. So he bothered me. I mean, it's such, I can't even tell you how much of a ghost town it is. It's like that fake town in California. It's like an actual like fake movie set that like people like go visit. That's what Hudson is. And I'm like, you can't be doing this on a fucking Sunday night at like 9:30. Like, leave me the fuck alone. And then, oh my God. Anyway, so I have a couple of beers. So I drive home, which is 1 second away. But it's been raining. This thing, I don't want to walk in the rain. Okay? I don't want to walk in the rain. I have a nice night's sleep. Wake up. Check out. Drive back home. And there's like two drunk middle-aged men just like right outside the hotel, like with, you know, tall cans and paper bags, being like, hey, I'm like, are you fucking, I'm like, I can't escape. I'm like, this is rural Greenpoint, but worse. Cause it's like the one street of rural Greenpoint and it's Hudson. But then it's like, there's nowhere, there's like no perks. Cause there's like not New York City, like around it. So I'm like, maybe I can't live in Hudson. Like, I just can't. I was like, this is it. Like, I'm just, I've made the decision that I cannot live in Hudson. But the door is actually still kind of open. Like, it's actually still kind of open. Okay. And then I'm like, I need Wendy's. I need Wendy's. The closest Wendy's is, like, in, like, Kingston, which is on the other side of the river. And I'm, like, 45 minutes away. I'm, like, not doing that. So then I put in Wendy's, and it's in Poughkeepsie, which is over an hour away. And I'm like, well, that'll break up the trip. I'll go to fucking Wendy's in Poughkeepsie. It'll give me something to look forward to. So I do that. I go to Wendy's in Poughkeepsie. It's very good. They just make food with love more in upstate New York, because there's not a lot of, you know, there's not like lunatics like taking their clothes off and like somersaulting around the restaurant. People are less on guard. They want to treat their fellow man better. You know, a lot of like, there's a lot of, incentive to like care when, you're doing like, the toughest job in the world and everyone's like trying to somersault into your work space naked. Like my neighbor does. I don't even know her name, but it's, I'm not even making this up. I've seen it happen. Okay. Wow. So that's the end of my travel diaries. We've done well over an hour. What should I do now? Oh my God. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to answer your questions. This is going to be a very long episode. Under the... Okay. Promise me you're going to subscribe to the $10 tier, because all the topics I have, like TV Corner, it's called Name Corner, where I talk about like Hormona Lisa, Addison Rae, and Matt Zucker. TV Corner, Project Runway, Call Her Alex, The Gilgo Beach, House of Secrets, Real Houses of Miami, Love Island season premiere. That will be for the $10 tier live stream. I will answer your questions, and this will be a mega episode. But like, guys, please get on the fucking $10 tier. You're not going to regret it. Maybe text a friend that's on it and be like, hey, Tiffany, like, what do you think about that $10 tier? She's like, bitch, like, why are you, she's like, why are you bothering me? Like, of course it's worth it, you fucking bitch. Like, just get on the fucking $10 tier. Please. It's, I mean, the live streams are not just me sitting around with my dick in my hand. It's like me doing a legitimate episode, and then people get to chime in, and then I have to react to them because I have no choice but to read every godforsaken comment and be like, oh my God, what? You know, it's fun. It's so much fun. We have a lot of fun. Truly, it's so much fun. Okay, so I'm gonna bang the damn gong. I'm gonna smoke a cigarette too. Oh Lord. And then we're gonna get to the questions. There's 21 of them. I might skip a couple. Be right back. And we're back. Okay. First question. What is your favorite Finger Lake? I'm going to say Canandaigua because I have my fondest memories of my friends on that lake. And the geography is a little more interesting. There's a lot more like inlets and, I don't know, cooler houses. However, Seneca Lake is a close second. So I did grow up, you know, 15 minutes from it. Wine country, beautiful like scenic highway right next to it. Third would be Cuca because it looks like a wishbone. There's this, like, bluff in the middle that, like, it's like two lakes. It's like, it's shaped like a wishbone. In the middle, it's a bluff, and then it's like you see these two lakes separating. It's very spectacular. Very, 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 very beautiful. Next question. What's the best advice you've ever been given? Okay. When I heard Compare and Despair a few years ago, really hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, I do be comparing and I do be only despairing. So that was like helpful to like, if I'm like comparing myself too much to someone, and we all do it. No one's free from that. I'm like, you're only going to despair. So like, don't bother. But my answer, after I wrote my answer, the compare and despair down, I looked at Chloe70's Instagram and she posted, an ode to Lisa Kudrow and a quote that Lisa Kudrow had given. And it's called, "You have to surrender to the fact that you are of too many in a highly competitive field where it is difficult to stand out. Over time, through your work, you will demonstrate who you are and what you bring to the field. Just stay with it and keep working." So clock that fucking tea. I mean, that's, I needed to hear that because I'm like, I have been doing this for a while. 5 years. 5 years. Oh God. Next question. What's the best place to eat upstate? Also, is $34,000 for a vintage Mercedes convertible a good price? Okay, it's two questions. Without Gaskins, I don't know. But the chef from Gaskins started a new Greek place in Catskill called Phos, Phosbsct. And it looks lovely. I almost went there, but I was like, I'm not driving across the river tonight. So we go to Phos. 34K for a vintage Mercedes convertible actually seems high. I feel like they're around like 20 grand, high teens. The 80s ones, which I'm sure is what you're looking at. Vintage. I mean, vintage means 20 years or older. So maybe you're looking at early 2000s, but like, I think you're probably thinking 80s. That seems high. Also, it's a nightmare. And girl, do not do it. I know you live in Pennsylvania. It's going to be a fucking nightmare. Next question. Do you like English boys? Well, yes. I actually like English boys so much because they're so much easier to talk to. They like have a conversational skill that like Americans don't have. And they like to joke around and it's like really easy for me to get along with like British boys. What's your favorite non-alcoholic, non-coffee beverage? I'm going to go ahead and say cold can of Coca-Cola with a slightly skanky lunch like a gyro or like chicken over rice. It's so good. A little pep in your step. Never hurt anyone. Midlife career change. Gross? Question mark. Actually, changing your career is so chic and you should do it all the fucking time. No one cares besides you. Skills apply across the board. If you can like have a job and you can just like having a job, is just like knowing how to work with people. And if you're like on time and like don't fuck shit up and like you can really do anything you want. So change your fucking career always. Do it. Change up. Change your costume, Mimi. Change it around. Do you ever feel nervous talking shit about certain people you meet on the pod knowing they may hear it? Well, I don't meet people in the pod. I mean, I'm like, uh-oh. Because, like, you know, I forget what I talk about, like, as soon as I say it. And I don't care. I'm, like, only looking forward. But I'm like, there could be something from like a year or two ago where I'm like dogging someone out and then they could hear that. And I'm like, oh, I don't really actually care anymore. I didn't really care that much in the beginning, but I do worry about it. As years have gone on, I care less because it's like, I know now more than ever that no one's listening and no one cares. What do I do with my quarterly bonus check? I already paid off my credit card debt. Buy some merch, buy a Dial Dan hat, get a cameo. I haven't done a cameo in a long time. Love to do a cameo soon. I love, literally love doing cameos. And if you're not in the $10 tier, think about it. Other than that, maybe get a high interest yield savings account. But in the meantime, buy my crap. When it comes to dating, do gay guys tend to keep plans or be more flaky? You know, I think it's an age thing. I think in their 20s, gay guys are as crazy as anyone else, if not a little more crazy. I have not encountered, like, flakiness in the recent years. Unless you're trying to, like, Grindr at 3 a.m., which, like, is a completely different animal. So, like, it doesn't really compute or translate. I don't think we're that flaky. In fact, I think we're, like, probably really, like, you need to meet me here and you're late. You know, okay. What's your drink of summer? Okay. Campari spritz. Not Aperol. Campari. Because I think there's twice as much alcohol and it like literally just tastes better because it's like less sweet. And maybe I'm just like tasting the more alcohol and that's why I like it so much. It just cools you down. Doesn't get you too drunk. You can just like have one in your hand. Just, you know. I had two before I recorded tonight. I don't know if you can tell. But, like, I didn't drink for, like, 3 days. So, I was like, ooh, I had two drinks. I was like, wait, this is feeling like I'm a teenager again. It felt good. I was like, okay, cool. So, I'm not as bad of an alcoholic as I thought. Because there's not that much alcohol in them. But the flavors are nice. It's a nice drink. Anyways, next up. Thoughts on the new Sabrina Carp? Thoughts on the new Sabrina Carpenter album? Yeah, I'm not listening to that, like, ever. She's like Betty Boop. No, she's like not even as cool as Betty Boop. She's like, boop, boop. Everything's like a fake little weird game. I saw clips of her latest music video, and it did look, production-wise, like, very good. But, like, it doesn't make me want to listen to her music at all. I'm like, these are interesting visuals, but like I'm not compelled by any means. Maybe in a couple of years I'll listen to it. I need some hindsight. I can't be like a middle-aged man being like, oh, what's this album sound like? I already did Addison Rae, which I thought was very good. I'll talk about it on the live stream because it's a big topic. But Sabrina Carpenter, I'm just not buying what she's selling. It's not for me. I'm too old. I hope you understand. I'm not trying to be a bitch. And then the last and final question. Do you top? Bitch, I don't do anything anymore. I will just lay there and whatever kind of happens is what's going to be happening. Not proud of it, but that just seems to be the way it goes. Anyways, thank you so much for tuning in to this mega episode. Hour and 14 minutes. We did that. We absolutely did that. Thank you so much. Again, Sunday night, 9 p.m., $10 tier live stream. I'm going to be answering all the questions I didn't get to, so many more topics, and then other minutia that will develop between now and then. So thank you again for all your support. Hope you have a nice weekend, and I will absolutely see you on Sunday. Bye-bye.